If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
And North Carolina appears to be slipping away from Kamala Harris. She just pulled her advies out of Charlotte and Raleigh. She also pulled them out of Greensboro, Greenville, New Bern, Norfolk, and Wilmington. Folks, pulling out of Raleigh means pulling out of Raleigh-Durham. That's one media area. She's giving up on the black vote. That comes less than 48 hours after the Charlotte Observer reported something jaw-dropping, that the black vote was down 207,000 votes or voters over what it was at this time during 2020. So that's 207,000 black voters who have not shown up, who did for early voting last time. The Charlotte Observer reports, so it might be true because it's the Charlotte Observer. Oh, boy, those people. Anyway, the Charlotte Observer reports that the black turnout so far for elections then in North Carolina is down a shocking whopping 40%. Meaning that in North Carolina, they are likely outside the margin of the steal. Meaning that you can probably steal about 1% of the vote. You spread it around, spread it out among counties, fake voters registered in the months before. But stealing 2 to 3% of the vote to win, is not a viable option. It's just so obvious. Signs abound, folks, that in enough states that the Democrats are outside the margin of the steal. In other words, even if they wanted to steal it, and they do have the infrastructure to do it in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, as I explained yesterday, especially with the thousands of fake registrations that were caught in Pennsylvania. Folks, remember, listen to yesterday's Battleground America podcast. They caught 2,500 of them in a Republican county. They're not saying anything about the Democrat counties. That is where the steal is going to be in Pennsylvania. Again, listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast. I'm not going to rehash it, but the signs that the Democrat Party is outside the margin of the steal in the swing states are beginning to abound. In other words, that the great thugocracy isn't even going to be able to cheat their way into this one. One of the biggest signs of that is Jeff Bezos pulling that endorsement by the Washington Post, which he owns. Obviously, he also owns Amazon at the last minute. Okay, so think about this. It was written, it was edited, it was ready to drop. Jeff Bezos, folks, he was not going to pull that endorsement. He let the Washington Post endorse Joe Biden. He has let the Washington Post go on just absolute lying tirades up till even last week about Donald Trump. He saw something, heard something. And keep in mind, Amazon looks like a retail operation. It's an analytics operation, okay? This is a guy who has really got data at his fingertips, better even than the pollsters have. He saw something that made him pull that editorial, and it was not a sudden motivation, to be fair. No, I'll tell you what it was. It was $10 billion. This all goes back to Blue Origin, one of his companies. They have a multi-billion dollar contract with NASA. And during the Trump administration, Amazon sued the government after alleging it had blocked a $10 billion cloud computing services contract with the Pentagon over the then president, Trump was president then, over Trump's ire about the coverage in the Post, which Bezos owns personally. So Bezos is looking at $10 billion. He don't want to lose his money. So he's had a sudden come to Jesus. By the way, folks, the same day that Bezos pulled that endorsement of Kamala Harris at the last screaming minute, yeah, Blue Origin executives met with the Trump campaign. So what is this? This is Republican early voters forcing globalist Bezos, because he's a globalist. He's one of them folks. He would sit by and let them censor all of us. Keep in mind, this is the guy who destroyed Parler at their command, like a little lapdog. This is the guy who yanked Parler right off their servers and killed it at the very moment, in the very weekend, when Parler became the most downloaded app. It was basically going to be what Twitter is now. It took off, word had spread that free speech was allowed there, and there was tremendous interest in it. They killed it that weekend. Rather, Bezos killed it for them. What does that mean? No way, no how is this guy interested in free speech for the peons or telling the truth in some form or fashion. He's a whore, but he's a whore and a globalist who recognizes one and only one thing, power. And we've been demonstrating it in early voting. This was the importance of voting early. It still is. This is what happens when, for the first time, Republican voters lead in Nevada, in Arizona, and in North Carolina in early voting, and not by a little bit. This is just billionaire Bezos kissing the ring, and he didn't like doing it. So when 200,000 subscribers fled the Washington Post, Bezos naturally doubled down and promised to hire conservatives. Believe me, the second the left gets the upper hand again, he'll be censoring those same conservatives and kicking them off the staff. This is just what he's got to do right now. But that didn't make what he wrote any less profound. This was a mea culpa. This was the moment that Jeff Bezos admitted the globalists have lost their power. They've lost their ability to lie in a mass way that can move crowds, can move societies, the way they did with Russia collusion, that hoax, the way they did with the COVID hoax. With Bezos flat out saying to the mainstream liberal globalist media, no one believes you anymore. And it was glorious. Even though I know he hated to write it. Here's what he writes. Most people believe the media is biased. Anyone who doesn't see this is paying scant attention to reality. And those who fight reality lose. Reality is an undefeated champion. It would be easy, he said, to blame others for our long and continuing fall in credibility. And therefore, decline in impact. And he admits in this piece, look, we have only a trust rating with the public of 31%. We are less trusted than Congress. And he says, and he's talking to the Washington Post newsroom here, but really he's talking to the entire globalist media. He says, a victim mentality will not help. Complaining is not a strategy. We must work harder to control what we can control and increase our credibility. And he says, listen, many people, this is what he writes, many people are turning to off-the-cuff podcasts, inaccurate social media posts, and other unverified news sources, which can quickly spread misinformation and deepen divisions. That's him saying, look, I'm still one of you guys. I'm still a globalist. I'm still for the big lie, but we're going to have to live to fight another day here because we're getting beaten by people telling the truth on platforms I don't control and thus can't crush like I did Parler. Now, this paragraph is fascinating. He said, I will also not allow this paper, talking obviously about the Washington Post, to stay on autopilot and fade into irrelevance, overtaken by unresearched podcasts and social media barbs, not without a fight. This is him telling the globalist media, we are on the edge of being done for right now. And do you know who's killing us? Guys with accounts on X. You know what's so ironic? This is that same line written by Zero Hedge that I read to you a week ago. But now it's not coming out of conservative Zero Hedge. It's coming out of Jeff Bezos's mouth. It was in an article I'll reattach to the sources section of this podcast about how the European Union is now considering fining Elon Musk 6% of his entire empire, not just 6% of X's revenues, if he continues to refuse to censor Americans and Europeans alike. Okay, this is the sentence. This, and you're hearing this come out of Jeff Bezos' mouth in that editorial in the Washington Post. Listen to it. This lawfare shows just how desperate Democrats have become. And that's because if Trump wins, X becomes the primary source of news and narratives, which would entirely displace legacy mainstream media. So both sides are acknowledging this. If she loses, the mainstream media is on the edge of decimation, irrelevance. And he spoke it out loud. That is what raw power looks like. That is a win without Trump even winning. That is an acknowledgement that we are probably outside the zone where the Democrats can steal this thing. And Jeff Bezos doesn't have to be afraid anymore. And look, folks, in a country, and I've played the audio for you before, where Elon Musk does an interview with Tucker Carlson to joke about how long his prison sentence is going to be if Trump loses, about how he might not see his children again for a very long time, and he is the richest person on earth. What do you think that says to Jeff Bezos? He's watching Musk. He's watching what's going on in Europe. He wants protection from these people. They all do. And oh, look, here's
if you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one, Jamie Dimon, Democrat bundler, Hillary Clinton's personal Wall Street fundraiser. Yeah, people say he's a bipartisan bundler, but he's not really. He just raised money for Nikki Haley as directed by the Democrats because they wanted to make sure that once they put Trump in prison, that it was Nikki Haley who was left in charge of the party, not Ron DeSantis. So Nikki Haley is a Democrat. She always has been. So that doesn't count to me. Anyway, Jamie Dimon is a Democrat bundler. Did you see what he just did? If Elon Musk, the world's richest man, understands he will go to prison if the wrong person loses the election, what do these lesser people think? Like Jamie Dimon, yes, a Wall Street legend. Yes, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Jamie Dimon turned on the Democrats today. Here's how the New York Post describes it. Keep in mind, Jamie Dimon has been fundraising for the Democrats in the last few months, okay? JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon on Monday launched an astonishing attack on the Biden-Harris administration by hitting out at the onslaught of red tape from Democrat-backed regulators. The New York Post continues, the Queens native, who reportedly had interest in becoming the U.S. Treasury Secretary should Kamala Harris win the election, gave bureaucrats in Washington a tongue-lashing for hobbling the banking industry with a raft of new rules. It's time to fight back, he told the Conference of Bankers in New York. I've had it with this shit. You know what that is? That's spoken like a man who is no longer afraid to go to prison. Folks, the Democrats are in the process of putting the mayor of New York in prison for defying them. They will put their own away. Jamie Dimon knows that. He knows that even as a fundraiser. I want to pause here for just a moment and thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast and for the 29 pounds that I lost almost 2 years ago and I've kept off for 22 months now. I can't believe this is my 22-month anniversary, 2 months shy of 2 years. Folks, as close as I've ever gotten in all those years of dieting to achieving this was a 15-pound loss, and I put it all back on. So it's a miracle, one, I made it all the way to 30, but two, that I've kept it off. That's the power of the PhD weight loss plan. It's the least painful weight loss I've ever gone through. Yes, you do have to have some discipline, but it is the least pay. If I am not hungry, I can do anything. I can lose and keep off any amount of weight. And that's my secret. I'm not hungry. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. That's myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. And so this is Jamie Dimon going, I can speak freely now, I'm not going to prison. And he is one of their chief fundraisers. Folks, this was the fear the Iron Fist had caused up until anybody got a look at these early voting numbers. You're watching power dissipate. You know what else this shows you? And I've really meant to do more about this in the past, that when you have Democrats now reaping 80% of the money on Wall Street, that is fear donation. Again, this guy is one of their top bundlers on Wall Street. And he goes on to say, listen, these regulations don't seem aimed anymore at helping the banking industry to thrive. He says it seems aimed at destroying it. Yes, of course it does. They want to destroy all capitalism. They're totalitarians. They hate capitalism. But the fact that's significant is not that he suddenly discovered this. He's known this for a while. He's just paying them off so he can operate. What this means is the fear is dissipating in Washington. The fear that any one of them could be dragged at any moment into a blue legal jurisdiction before a blue court and destroyed, regardless of the law, regardless of legal precedent, just like Donald Trump. Does this mean we're going to win? No. No, Democrats could still surge. They could wake up to the Hitlerian rhetoric and come out to the polls. They may even show up last minute on Election Day, flipping the script for a turnout. We don't know. Because here's the thing, folks. This is what's weird, okay? This is not a massive Republican landslide, at least not yet. As Dan Bishop pointed out, when you look at what's going on in the ground in North Carolina, Dan Bishop's running for attorney general there and is a friend of mine. He said, look, Democrat voting, and I had this in the podcast yesterday, is down 350,000 ballots this year over 2020. The Republicans are showing up at about the rate that they did in 2020, maybe a little bit higher. So we're basically at full force right now. It's Democrats that are peeling back. And these are people who, you know, can't bring themselves to vote for Republicans. But dear God, look what the Democrats have done. These are people who are like, really? You told me I needed to get a shot that I wasn't real sure about to keep my job? I just don't know. Meanwhile, this headline from the New York Post. Top Wall Street CEOs cooling on Kamala Harris as Donald Trump's polling numbers surge. This one, too, talks about a defection by David Solomon, head of Goldman Sachs. Both high-profile and globalist CEOs seem to be cozying up to Harris not long after the party apparatchiks booted the barely sentient Joe Biden from the top of the Democrat ticket, they write. But now they're freaking out that they jumped the gun, allowing their progressive confirmation bias to get ahead of the better judgment that usually works well when deciphering market trends. So, I mean, don't kid yourself. In September, Goldman Sachs' economic team came out with a report that said Harris's economic plans would be better for economic growth. Remember that? Which was hilarious since nobody knew what they were at the time. So this is David Solomon also walking this back. But folks, also don't kid yourself. We're not out of the woods yet. I mean, you don't think the deep state just can let us win this easily. They've got decades of preparation in this thing, okay? And Brett Baer really nailed this morning when he said, look, if things go exactly as pollsters are seeing right now, Trump will win in a landslide across the seven swing states, 312 electoral votes to 226 for her. But if things shift just 1 point in the other direction, she will win in a 291 electoral vote landslide to Trump's 246. It could still happen. And folks, the two firewall states to watch for the deep state, for the Democrats, are Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And on yesterday's Battleground America podcast, I documented the steal that is already underway there. It is easily definable and highly documented. Even if Donald Trump wins Georgia, wins North Carolina, if she can win Arizona, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, she's got this. In fact, if he doesn't win Pennsylvania. He's going to have a hard road to the White House. At that point, he's going to have to win Arizona and Wisconsin. Bottom line, the victory path to the presidency runs through the exact two states that we have already caught a voter theft operation in on yesterday's Battleground America podcast. And again, that is Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So folks, we are going to have to win this thing in those states by a couple of points, perhaps as high as 3 points.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.